Hello, everybody. My name is George. This is my first attempt at recording my own FPL pod. Just a bit of a story about me. First of all, I'm a Brentford fan. I'm a massive Brentford fan. I'm a season ticket holder. And I suppose I'll discuss my FPL journey and why I'm doing this. So I was one of the managers who used to play the game, you know, those kind of people who start their FPL team, they make it, they play it for 3 weeks, they forget it for 2 weeks, and then they end up basically forgetting it for the rest of the season. I've probably done that for about 5 years, and then 2 years ago, I was like, I'm going to do it properly. I'm going to properly do it. And so I thought, how can I remember to do it? So what I did was I thought, oh, I'm sure there's like podcasts or videos of YouTubers or content creators that I could watch or listen to. And when I done my research on it, I was amazed of how many FPL content creators they actually were. But I went to the basic, if you like, the official FPL pod with Kelly, Jules and Sam. And I love it. I still listen to it every week. It's the pod I go to for FPL. And Sam especially. I used a lot of Sam's advice in my first proper season. And it ended up getting me a rank of 440k, which doesn't seem great, but for me, that was like, a great season. So on the basis of that, I started watching Sam's content through FPL Family, and people who know Sam Bonfield, her content is with Lee, her husband. And they do a stream every Sunday, and I was watching that every Sunday, and they always discuss their Patreon page, and I was a bit nervous about joining it for some reason, but anyway, I decided to bite the bullet around October 2023, and it was the best thing I ever did, honestly. The Ohana pods are amazing on there, and the magic of the FPL Family is the Slack channel that they have, where I've met in person some amazing people, and I speak to some amazing people as well every day on the channels. We talk FPL, we talk, just have a laugh, a bit of banter about our clubs and stuff. I kind of have a, not an obsession, but I like to wind up certain United fans from time to time, and Arsenal fans, Brighton fans, you know, all over the Premier League, a bit of banter. So my pod, I think I'm going to call it the FPL Banter Pod, because I want to bring people, not just from the Slack, but from everywhere and anywhere, talk FPL, have a bit of a laugh, bit of banter about our football teams and FPL teams, and just have a very nice, good feel, atmosphere on these pods. and also talk, you know, serious things from time to time. I'm very grateful for Sam and Lee, with the content they create, because it gives me such a, I wasn't a very confident person back then. I've gone through a few life struggles, as we all have. But the FPL Family has been a cure for me to be more happy, more confident. And which is why I'm here now, recording this FPL pod and seeing where it goes, and hopefully become something amazing. And it gets me more involved into the FPL community, which is what I love. So yeah, that's basically me. That's my story. But it is an FPL pod, so we are going to talk about FPL. We are going to talk about the double game week in 24. So obviously all eyes at the moment are on Liverpool and Everton players. If I was, so I'm not using any chips for my team. I don't have the triple captain, so I can't use it. I used it on Haaland when he played Southampton and he just got a goal. So it's a bit annoying, because if I knew this double game week was coming, I would definitely use it this week. excuse me. But if I was doing a chip, like a free hit, for example, my double game weekers I would probably have is Trent, Salah, Gakpo, and maybe Pickford or Miolenko in the Everton team. I think if you don't have an Everton player for the double, I don't think you need one. I really, really don't. If you've got free transfers, I probably would get Pickford or Miolenko, but I feel if your team's okay for this week, if you've got free Liverpool, and if you've got at least free Liverpool, there's an argument just to roll, because you'll be getting more knowledge for the blank. By game week 25, we'll have more knowledge of who's blanking in 29, who's not blanking in 29, and you'll have two free transfers to potentially build your team around people that are playing in game week 29, because you may need to, for example, if Newcastle make it through to the Carabao Cup, you'll want to offload some of them. And if Liverpool overturn Spurs 1-0 deficit, you may want to get rid of some of the Liverpool as well. So you'll be planning for that, really. So my free, as I said, my free would be Gakpo, Salah and Trent. My three, however, are Trent, Van Dijk and Salah. I kind of put myself into a bit of a corner where everyone thought Saliba was out for a really long time, and it ended up being that Saliba actually came back. So basically Saliba got injured, and then I had to make a transfer to get Trent in, me thinking Saliba was going to be out for game week 24, and then it ended up he came back last week, and I was like, bloody hell, because basically I was trying to do Wood to Gakpo, but I ended up doing Saliba to Trent because Saliba was injured. so that's what I'm dealing with. If I wouldn't take a hit this week, so that's my first point on this game week. Do not take a hit, because a lot of chips will be being used this week. On the FPL pod today, Sam mentioned over 505,000 people are using the assistant manager chip. And I think she said 600,000 are using the triple captain chip, which will most likely be on Salah. So Salah's EO would be something ridiculous, like 250%. So this week is kind of about damage limitation. I have one free transfer, which I'm unsure whether I'm going to use or not use. So my two options are in bringing in Mbeumo in for Gordon. So Gordon comes out, Mbeumo comes in. Now, two or three days ago, I would have said, yeah, absolutely. Probably the transfer of the week for me in terms of single game weekers, because Spurs at the moment had no defence, they had no forwards, they just lost to Leicester, they lost to Everton as well a week before that. Like, they're guff, basically. However, yes, they won 3. They won 3-0 tonight, but they're always going to win tonight. My issue is Van der Ven's back, and Mickey Van der Ven, in my opinion, is probably, what, on his day, probably one of the best centre-backs in the Premier League. I rate him that highly. So you kind of have to look at it. You have to look at the two games, Gordon versus Mbeumo. Now, in Mbeumo without Van der Ven playing, Mbeumo all day long. Now Van der Ven's back, I'm not sure I want to go heavy on Brentford. I've already got Wissa. I'll read out my whole team in a bit. I've already got Wissa. So, do I double up on Brentford against Spurs, or do I just potentially roll? Now, my other transfer is I leave Mbeumo completely and I bring in an Everton defender or an Everton goalkeeper. So I can do either Mialenko or I can do Pickford. Do I attack the double or do I attack the potential crappy Spurs side? Because Spurs are still crap. As good as Van de Ven is, I still think Spurs will concede. Brentford are one of the best home sides in the league. We've only lost to three teams at home this season, which were Arsenal, Forest and Liverpool. So at home, we're a beast at home. We really are. And Bueno is as well, especially. as I said, I've already got Wissa. So it's just, I need to make a decision whether I go for Mbeumo and double up on the Brentford attack. Thing is as well, people will get Mbeumo after Spurs because they have Leicester, they have Everton, they have a few really, I think we're top on the fixture ticker, Brentford. So that's a decision I need to make. There are other great single game weekers this week. Obviously, Isaac. I think we all have Isaac this week. Chris Wood as well is a great single game weeker. Palmer against West Ham. I don't think West Ham are completely back. I know Potter's come in and they've had a few good results. They got a good draw against Villa the other last week. But I think Palmer, again, is a great option. Rodgers, if you have him, coming off the back of a hat-trick in the Champions League the other day. any new card. I got Jacob Murphy and Gordon at the moment. So I think Newcastle Fulham is a good fixture. But it wouldn't surprise me if Fulham actually gets something in this game. Because they are a good side, Fulham. I've seen a bit of a narrative that, you know, oh my God, you want Newcastle players against Fulham at home, blah, blah, blah. But I think Newcastle will probably win. I just don't think they'll be rolled over as certain people expect them to be. you've also got Arsenal Man City this week as well, which is a weird fixture at the moment. Because obviously Arsenal aren't firing in all cylinders attack wise, and City, you just don't know what City you're going to get at the moment. Are you going to get the City that played against Chelsea, or are you going to get the City that played against Brentford, for example, and lost a 2-0 goal lead, or the one against PSG? I don't see this having loads and loads of goals. So I think if you have an Arsenal defender, you play them. Attackers, I think you could bench an Arsenal attack this week if you have any. It's a funny game. There's some really, really funny fixtures this week. I think if you don't have the triple captain, the sensible thing would probably be to roll. As I said, the only transfer I might do is in Mbeumo. Probably a little bit of bias there, and I do think we'll beat Spurs despite Van de Ven being back. So I'm probably either going to do Mbeumo in, or I'm not doing anything at all. so my rank at the moment, by the way, is 406k. And my team is as it stands. So I've got my goalkeepers are either Henderson or Sells. I think I'm going to play Sells against Brighton. I'm 50-50 because Palace actually have a good record against United. I think they won 4-0 last time in this fixture. I don't know. They won 4-0 last season. I'm not sure if that was at Old Trafford or Palace. Palace drew 0-0 with them, I think, this season as well. So yeah, I, at the moment my keeper is Sells, but I may move it to Hendo. My back three is Virgil van Dijk, Trent, and at the moment it's Greaves. Now Greaves, Ipswich have Southampton. So a bit of a 6-pointer. Southampton are basically down. You know, I don't think they'll come back from the points that they're on. This is a must-win for Ipswich if they're going to fight to stay in the Premier League. And I think they will win Ipswich on Saturday. So I'm kind of banking on a Ipswich clean sheet. Also, Greaves scored last week against Liverpool, which ruined my double clean sheet last week, which I was not happy about. But he did score Greaves, so he's good for set pieces as well. And there is a potential clean sheet there for Ipswich. My midfield is Palmer, Gordon, Murphy and Salah. Like I said, Gordon may become in Bwemo. That's a decision I need to make. I'm 70-30 getting in Bwemo, I think. So Gordon will probably be in Bwemo. So it'll probably will be Palmer in Bwemo, Murphy, Salah. And then I've got a front three of Chris Wood, Isak and Wissa. Again, I really wish I had Gakpo this week. Because potentially a bit of an unpopular opinion here. If I had the triple captain, I'd be putting it on Gakpo. Salah has scored one goal in three, I believe, recently in the Premier League. So, and Gakpo, all of a sudden, he's been performing quite well. He scored two good goals against Ipswich. I think he's also been on a couple of assists as well lately. excuse me, sorry. If I had a triple cap, see, it all depends, doesn't it? Because if you're on 400k rank, so as much as I say I'd put it on Gakpo, probably to protect my rank, I would put it on Salah. I think if you're chasing and trying to, you know, get up the ladder as much as you can, you may as well go for it and triple captain Gakpo instead of Salah. So I think that is potentially an option for people. but yeah, and my bench is Hendo, Elanga, Ain't Nouri and Robinson. Again, that back three is probably staying the same. There is an argument to play Robinson because he's because of his assists this season. But I think, yeah, so I think that is my team. I will most likely be doing Mbeumo in for Gordon. and yeah, I mentioned Sam and Lee a lot, and they mentioned on their, they mentioned that this week is very much, if you're not using a chip, you're probably going to get a red arrow this week. So it's all about damage limitation and potentially rolling to get some knowledge for game week 29, and then you can kind of prep from game week 25 onwards. So my bias is probably coming in to getting Bwemo in, but we will see. This is my first FPL pods. Sorry about the voice, I've actually got a sore throat. So yeah, I know, great idea to record your first pod with a sore throat. But I hope you've enjoyed it, and hopefully there'll be more FPL pods to come. Thank you, everyone. Green arrows.